Who do you think you are? This is more than the question on where you come from. You might think who you are is determined by the name you were given at birth, the family you grew up in, or the cultural values that you were taught. Yet a whole lot of who you are depends on who you think you are. The way we think about ourselves determines basically everything. Thoughts, the intentions behind what you plan to do, and the assumptions you have about yourself and your capabilities precede everything else and play a major role in the outcome of whatever it is you undertake in life. The way we think about ourselves, however, is highly influenced by what others think of us. When we're being bullied, we start to doubt ourselves. Thoughts tumbling in our minds. What is wrong with me? Why is this happening to me instead of somebody else? Well, I would say there's nothing wrong with you. Even more so, I would say there's something wrong with the people doing that to you. They are probably bullying because you mirror something that threatens them. And the people following the people who are bullying do so because they fail to think for themselves. Some primal gene makes them follow the pretender. And then there's the 20th century invention of television. Television commercials, reality TV, next to glossies, gossip magazines, politicians, historians, multinationals, and social media. Together, they wash your brain thousands of impulses a day, telling you how to think. And again, also here, there's apparently some programming within the human species that makes us follow the adventures of the Kardashians, gloat over Jersey, Jordy, or our own The Hague, Barbie Shore. In some cases, we even want to mimic them, to be as thin as the one, or stay as young as the other. On which my dear friend Anne recently quoted, "We all want to become old, but none of us wants to be old." It's all in our heads. How old, fat, smart, successful, good-looking, loving, kind, or special we are all depends on how we think about ourselves. And unfortunately, we all grew up in a society with the emphasis on what is wrong rather than praise over what is right. So my take on this is never let what other people think of you be more important than what you think of yourself. To read the extended version of this blog, go to energycounseling.nl, the blog Who Do You Think You Are? This is Ingrid Schippers for Dutch Buzz.